12. Where was Mama? Mr. Rosen tripped on the loose step outside the kitchen door. His wife grasped his arm and he regained his balance.
It's very dark,
Mama whispered as they stood in the yard with their blankets and bundles of food gathered in their arms.
And we can't use any kind of light. I'll go first. I know the way very well, and you follow me. Try not to stumble over the tree roots in the path. Feel carefully with your feet. The path is uneven. And be very, very quiet, she added, unnecessarily.
The night was quiet, too. A slight breeze moved in the tops of the trees, and from across the meadow came the sound of the sea's movement, which was a constant sound here and had always been. But no birds called or cried here now in the night. The cow slept silently in the barn, the kitten upstairs in Kirsty's arms. There were stars here and there, dotting the sky among thin clouds, but no moon. Anne-Marie shivered, standing at the foot of the steps. Come, Mama murmured, and she moved away from the house. One by one, the Rosens turned and hugged Anne-Marie silently. Ellen came to her last. The two girls held each other.
I'll come back someday, Ellen whispered fiercely. I promise.
I know you will, Anne-Marie whispered back, holding her friend tightly.
Then they were gone, Mama and the Rosens. Anne-Marie was alone. She went into the house, crying suddenly, and closed the door against the night.